Shanos is the word for traditional singing in the old style. Usually tells a story. It's getting harder and harder to hear Shanos today as Shanos singers pass away. But Maureen Hedse has hope. She grew up in Ireland in the 60s. When the other kids her age were listening to the Beatles, Hedse was learning Shanos from her uncle.
This was what I heard as a child growing up. This was mainly the only type of music other than, you know, traditional played, you know, instrumental Irish music that I heard. So I was kind of born and bred into this thing.
Would you be willing to give us an example?
Yes, I would. The song that I will sing is probably one of my favorite songs and was written by a blind poet called Raftery. And I really have my doubts how blind this man was, because his images are so perfect and his images of women and, oh, the love song, this particular love song, there are times that I think he just had everybody fooled. It really, it's called Bridin Vesach or Bridin Vesi. Bosin Bridin Vesach Gans Dage Broig Nolien Sastor Mochri Gaveden Nach Dreisch Gine Laat Nidra Gan Biag Ndach Gan Ein Chwyt Eir Ilan Ilach Ernie Fon Meis Du Fen Ein Di Legorei Tiach Mdegas Dach Rú Er Gha Na Gwyrwn Achu ach in wart leive, da hi jallunt snad in breglum, ach eir rivela. Sen anion tlin ik leire, gang loishach muid leichele, Sagia Noria Sashkelchen Dene Gelul and Ogra. That's just a few short verses of the song, which boasts about 20.
Sounds wonderful.
So that would be a typical love song. Actually, I come from a line of sort of singers and poets, and they wrote a lot of poetry and a lot of songs in my family. And my mother was a beautiful singer and still is to this day. She has a real clear voice. And I grew up in a very sort of typical Irish traditional family. When my grandfather died, my grandmother was alone. And it was sort of understood that one of the grandchildren would stay with her, sort of keep her company. And it was my wonderful duty. At the time, I probably didn't appreciate it as much as I do now, because I had an invaluable education in that home.
How old were you?
I was about 4 or 5.
Oh, my. So from the age of 4 or 5, you were spending time with your grandmother. And is it reasonable to assume that you learned some of the tradition from her?
Oh, yes. And then my uncle was there, and he was a musician. So he used to sing, you know, songs. And a lot of the songs in the that I learned and heard from him, when I was in high school, you know, doing the literature, the Irish language literature course, a lot of our poetry, old poetry, would be, I would know them as songs. So that's how I came to sing publicly. I would just put my, oh, gosh, I know that song. That comes from the song called Drain on Down, or which is, translates into the brown thorn bush or something like that. Or I would know on Roisin Dubh, which is another song about Ireland, you know, about political Ireland. And I would know that in the form of song, and probably know the background to a lot of the poetry. And so Hence, I started singing, and it didn't even bother me because it was second nature.
I'm curious, I guess. Was this unusual? Was your experience different from that of most of the other kids you knew?
Well, it was unusual probably to the to the point that I was immersed in this tradition and, you know, I was growing up in the 70s, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and rock and roll was, you know, everybody was listening to the Beatles and so on.
And you did too, I assume.
I did too, but it never occurred to me. I didn't even care for it somehow. I always had this great love for what, you know, what was. And I, and perhaps also it helped that there was no TV in the house and the only music allowed in our house would be something which RTE, the national radio station of Ireland at the time, would promote, like Cayley House. It used to be called Saturday Night, and or else it would be something in the Irish language, like what they would call today a drama or a presentation on the radio through the Irish language. And then I also was used to, or I grew up with the tradition of people coming in to visit and neighbors dropping in. And, you know, sometimes that would turn into a sing-song and storytelling and music. So you'd hear all of that. So in that sense, I suppose it was a different upbringing for me than it was for a lot of my friends in school.
When did you begin to sing for a living?
Competition-wise, you know, I suppose one doesn't understand what you were doing when you were very young. I remember entering the Oireachtas. I was just going on 16 years of age. I didn't know where I was going. I just went to sing a song. And the Oireachtas na Gaeilge is the convention where everybody, anything in the Irish language, it's sort of, it's the umbrella competition for writers and singers and, you know, the spoken word. Mm-hmm. So I went and I competed against people who were 4 or 5 times my age.
Do you remember what you sang?
I do. I remember I sang Cuislán Neal, Castle O'Neill. And I won the women's award. I came second to one of the greatest Seanó singers that I know of, Josie Sean Jack, Sean McDonough from a place in County Galway, Ireland called Carna. But it was an amazing thing. It never fazed me and I never thought much about it until much later. But the song, oddly enough, I sang the song and my mother just, as a matter of fact, said to me not so long ago, said, do you remember that song, Cuislán Neal? I said, I do. Do you know, she said, that a great singer at your dad and my wedding sang that song. That was one of the first songs that was sung at our wedding. It was kind of odd to me, but it just happened. That's how the song kind of went from place to place. But yeah, it was one of the songs I liked because it was, even at that young age, it was not a broken-hearted maiden. It was a broken-hearted guy. So the tables, I was, guess I had a little bit of a personality then.
Would you sing us a verse or two of that?
I would. Let me just see. Let me see how this goes.
Okay.
Cadis London Yerraid Shame again Canin Martin Tous Leshen Wachalin Spade Will Of Reikoch May Shall Let Ruin Where to Arum Until Samarun more cared for your care ton slaved gold it missed to. It's just she's left him and she's hiding away in Castle O'Neill.
It's quite beautiful. Is there a new generation of Seanó singers coming up?
Hopefully so. The younger generation, of course, you know, the language changes, you know, as it modernizes. But I think the Seanós will keep on going, you know, for at least another 100 years. I won't be around, so I guess it won't bother me then. But it would bother me to think that this would die out in my lifetime.
Morini Hedza learned the art of Shannos singing where she was born, the Aran Islands. Today, she lives in Boston.